And this is a very serious point about how the language of Shakespeare has been appropriated elsewhere. It's become common parlance elsewhere.
Yes. Well, I've read that most people then had 2,000 words in their vocabulary, and he had 25,000. Mm-hmm. And even down to the word like bump was invented by Shakespeare. If he didn't know a word,
Shakespeare invented bump.
Yes, which is onomatopoeic, I presume. But there's all these words that. That he just invented because he didn't have the right word, so made them up, and we use them to this day.
Is it always a classically staged production? Is it cod pieces and the dress of the period?
It's a question: what is the dress of the period, or where is it set? But yes, we would try and do, in inverted commas, traditional costume for two reasons, really. One, because you are in such a traditional setting, it's very difficult to suddenly put pinstripe suits on, although a lot of the directors would like to do that. The other thing is the current demographic.
That's one way of portraying Shylock, isn't it?
Well, I think Patrick Stewart did it like that. The other thing is our demographic. They're very loyal, and there's an expectation that they can come along and see Shakespeare as they expect to be done. But Shakespeare, even in his day, would wear the modern dress of that time. So, there is a train of thought that we should move on slightly and change that, but that's certainly not happening in the near future.